Good morning. My guest this morning is Robin Latham, who's supporting Red Dragon Productions. Good morning.
Good morning, Roland.
A very interesting show coming up on March 20th at the Sebastopol Community Center. Klandaiken?
Klandaiken, a great rock and roll band, activist, really wonderful political rock and roll crossover folk. The reason they're called Klandaiken is they're the Daiken brothers, Bear Daiken and Mark Daiken. And I think they had another brother that was in the band for a long time. And now I think Bear Daiken's son is also in the band.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they have fellow bandmates come and go depending on where they are, how far they have to travel to do an event. But they've certainly traveled all around and done events and music things everywhere, festivals, bike tours. They're very environmental and very progressive.
Who can you liken them to?
Someone likened them to Michael Fronte, but that was probably more the political aspect.
Right.
It's very rootsy. There's some really great YouTube. They have a website. You can listen to them online really easily. They have Vimeo sites and YouTube. And if you Google Klandaiken, you can go on and get a taste of what you're going to see on the 20th.
Isn't it interesting that for the first time in many, many years, people who listen to music and who like to go to concerts can really check out the performers in advance? There's any number of different places usually that you can go to get samples of their work.
Yeah, and then the same with Katie Phillips, who's a local bootleg Honeys, I'm sure. I think she's even been here in your studio before.
Yes.
Katie's going to open for Klandaiken, and you can go on and listen to her too, which I did yesterday because I was checking out what I was going to say to you today. So, yeah, it's pretty fun to go preview things.
I note that this is a benefit for Music and Memory Incorporated. Can you tell me something about that?
Yeah, Music and Memory is the reason this event's happening. Barry, who is the Red Dragon Productions, Barry Ponick, Barry saw a trailer online for Alive Inside, the award-winning documentary about the work of Music and Memory. And I encourage everyone to go check that out online as well. Google Alive Inside. You can actually watch the whole movie on Netflix. It's about the work of Music and Memory. They bring personalized music into two people with dementia and Alzheimer's, into usually long-term care facilities, to the elderly or infirm. They bring a little iPod with a set music list that's been created for that person. So the music of that person's life, particularly.
Uh-huh.
So maybe it's gospel, or maybe it's classical, or maybe it's Glenn Miller and big band music.
Right.
They bring that in and they train the nursing home staff and the professionals there and even the family members to help the people use those. But what happens to these people who, I mean, I think we've all been into a convalescent hospital and seen someone in a wheelchair who is sitting in the hall and looks like they've checked out.
Exactly.
And you see in this movie, people like that put on an iPod and, you know, a headset, and the music comes on, and it's like someone flipped a switch, and they come to life.
Turn them back on again.
The memories that are that surface from listening to the music that had meaning to them, not just any music. I mean,
right.
Music in general can be therapeutic, but this is an amazing personalized therapy. And it's a very touching thing. I mean,
I'll bet.
When you see this movie, you'd want to weep. You know, it's just really beautiful.
Gee, maybe I'll write a will and tell people what to play.
Yeah, no, I think actually we should all create our playlist now.
Exactly.
Yeah,
oh,
really.
That's
and
a
say,
great
now listen,
idea.
if I get head injured or I get dementia or Alzheimer's, here's my list. The most
wonderful.
Touching thing for me is a man who's wife is living at home and he's a caregiver. And when they put music on, she remembers who he is. Like, you know, he lives with her and takes care of her, but she forgets sometimes, like, who are you again? When they put the music on, she gets up. She's in love with him again. She wants to dance. It's like, oh, it's amazing.
Thanks for coming in, Robin. Let's tell people once again that Klandaiken will be appearing on Friday, March 20th, 7:30 p.m. at the Sebastopol Community Cultural Center, and Katie Phillips opening for them. For information, 235-9291. Online, it's bponick@yahoo.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.